have a nice week. Good afternoon to you all. I am now speaking in Spanish, and I am giving you all a warm welcome to ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico. I hope all of you have had a nice flight and that we all have a great meeting this week.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Мы с вами снова на очередной конференции ICANN.
Welcome to the ICANN 61 conference. We are in sunny Puerto Rico. Very glad to see everyone. And I'm being told that I'm supposed to forward the microphone to the next speaker.
Good morning to all interpreters. And also, good morning to all the participants in ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Hello, I'm talking to you from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I would like you to spend a very nice week. Thank you very much.
So, good afternoon, everyone. Can you please start taking your seats? We're going to start in a couple of minutes. Thank you. Good afternoon again, everyone. We'll be starting our sessions. So if you can please take your seats. So just to let everyone know, we've been handed a script that we need to use at the beginning and end of every session so that the recordings are properly cut to divide the sessions. So anyone who's going to chair the session need to start with this script and end the session with the script as well to facilitate the job of the people who need to cut the recordings into the sessions properly. So with this, I'll be starting our opening plenary. Dear members, thank you for your attention. We are about to start agenda item 1 on the schedule, the GAC opening plenary session, scheduled at 13:30 on Saturday, 10 March, for 30 minutes. Please remember that when you are called upon, state your name and affiliation for transcript purposes. So, welcome everyone to our plenary session. It's good to be back here because I think we had a GAC meeting before in San Juan in June 2007. So we normally start our plenary sessions with a tour de table, with everyone briefly introducing him or herself. So appreciate if you can try to speak slowly and clearly for the transcription and interpretation. Yeah, and I would like to start by welcoming our new GAC members. We have the Republic of the Union of Myanmar. So, welcome. We also have Bosnia and Herzegovina. Welcome. And we have Bangladesh. So we have three new GAC members at this meeting. So welcome to you all. And let me start by my very far left. And Milagros, please, if you can start by introducing yourself. Thank you.
Milagros Castañón from Peru.
Pablo, representing the government of Niue.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Guylain de Salins. I'm with the French government and also one of the five vice chair of the GAC.
Manal Ismail, the GAC chair.
I'm Tom Dale from the ACIG GAC Secretariat. Bienvenido a Puerto Rico. Saludos, amigos.
Welcome to Puerto Rico. Greetings to you all, friends.
Bonsoir, Serif Diallo du Sénégal.
I'm Sherif Dalio from Senegal. I'm very happy to be here with you for spending this entire week of work. I hope you have a fruitful week.
I'm responsible for the ICANN GAC support team. Welcome.
Thank you, Rob. And before giving everyone the floor, please feel free to speak any of the six UN languages plus Portuguese. We have interpretation in the six UN languages and Portuguese, so make sure to benefit from this wonderful service. So, and we're going to start by you, sir. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Harry Chapman for the New Zealand government.
Good afternoon. Finn Petersen from the Danish government.
Good afternoon. Carol Douglas from Trinidad and Tobago.
Good afternoon. Jose Hernandez, Cayman Islands government.
Good afternoon. Paul Hunter from the Cook Islands.
Good afternoon, Jean Ragout-Malal from Madagascar.
Good afternoon, Louisa Pais with the Canadian government.
And Taylor Bentley with the Canadian government.
Good afternoon, Charles Chu, IMDA Singapore.
Good afternoon, this is Angela from IMDA Singapore.
Good afternoon, this is Kwe Serping from IMDA Singapore.
Ana Neves from the Portuguese government.
Maura Gambassi from the Italian government.
Hello, Giorgio Stellantis representing the European Union.
Good afternoon, I'm Nigel Casimir from the Caribbean Telecommunications Union.
Hello, this is Bernadette Lewis from the Caribbean Telecommunications Union.
Good afternoon, this is Paris Burnshaw from the Australian Government.
Annalise Williams, Australian Government.
Hello, my name is Philippe from Ivory Coast.
Buenas tardes, Nelson Guillén.
I'm Nestor Guillén representing the Dominican Republic.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. I'm Jesus Rivera, representing the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
Parantanen from Finnish government.
Good afternoon. Falas Setupau, Tuvalu government.
Good afternoon. Faik Farmanov, Azerbaijan government.
Good afternoon. Shin Takamura from Japan.
Good afternoon, Lika Tsunoda from Japan.
Good afternoon, Amicia Mossenden from St. Kitts and Nevis.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon, Jose Lucera from the Spanish government. Good afternoon to you all. I'm Jorge Cancio from Switzerland.
Dalia Mochu from the Russian Federation.
Good afternoon, Yulia Yolanska, Russian Federation.
Hello, everyone. Selwyn Waterby from Belgium.
Hello, Dalila Ramouni de la France.
Bonjour, Noir.
I'm the representative of Morocco.
Ron Blaise from the Government of Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Good afternoon, everyone. Haru Al-Hassan from Nigeria.
Good afternoon, Elhaj Mohamed Lamine from West African Telecom Regulators Assembly.
Good afternoon, Raphael Kofi from ECOWAS, Economic Community of West African States.
Good afternoon, Thomas De Haan from the Dutch government, the Netherlands.
Hello, Elise Lindeberg from the Norwegian government.
Good afternoon, Vicente Museminari from Rwanda.
Good afternoon, Charles Mapondo from Rwanda.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gloria Katuk. I'm from Uganda.
Good afternoon, Joaquin Mori from the government of Jamaica.
Good afternoon, Lance Hines from the government of Guyana.
Good afternoon, Christian Singer from the Austrian government.
Good afternoon, Bernd Neuer, German government.
Buenas tardes para todos. Good afternoon to you all. I'm Alejandra Ramos from Uruguay. Good afternoon, Israel Rosas from Mexico.
Government.
Good afternoon, Brian Beckham from the World Intellectual Property Organization.
Good afternoon, my name is Bo Young Kim from South Korea.
Good afternoon, my name is Jie Zhang from International Telecommunication Union.
Boa tarde, meu nome é Thiago Jardim.
I'm the representative of the Foreign Affairs Ministry of Brazil.
From Brazil.
Hi, I am Hartmut Glaser, advisor to the Brazilian government from the Brazilian Steering Committee.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley Heineman from the government in the United States.
And Ryan Carroll from the U.S. government as well.
Good afternoon. I'm Carmen Elian from Romanian government.
Hello, I'm Christina Aguida from the government of Egypt.
Bonsoir, Aliul Madrad. I'm the representative of the government of Mali.
Zhen Xinxiong from Taiwan.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Morris Dean from Taiwan.
Hello, I'm Paul Blaker from the United Kingdom government.
Good afternoon, I'm Chris Lewis-Evans from the UK.
Good afternoon, my name is Tong Chai Sangsari, I'm from Thailand.
Good afternoon, my name is Mistura Aruna from Nigerian Communications Commission.
Good afternoon, my name is Tukumbo Yile, Nigeria.
So, anyone else, GAC member or observer sitting away from a microphone? So, if not, thank you all. This is my first GAC meeting as a GAC chair, so please bear with me if I cannot really remember all the names. We also have so many new GAC representatives. Welcome to all our new GAC representatives. And as our previous chair used to say, if you can please maintain your seats, we try to take notes according to the seating plan. So if it is at all possible to maintain your seats so that you can help us remember the countries. And by time, I'm sure we're going to know you all by names. So thank you. Tom, would you like us to get us through the agenda, and thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Just to address the main points made in the briefing for this session, covering the overview of the meeting, there are really three things that make up the GAC's work during an ICANN meeting. The first is the GAC schedule itself, which you will all have copies of in your briefing. The GAC is meeting on all of the days, although on some of the days of the ICANN meeting there is only one or two meetings, so please check the schedule. As far as the substantive issues are concerned, the briefing suggests that the seeking a good outcome for public policy in terms of the European General Data Protection Regulation and how it's applied by ICANN to its contracts, particularly with regard to the data known as WHOIS, is a priority for the GAC and indeed for the rest of ICANN this week, and we have a number of sessions dealing with that. Secondly, the issue of ICANN accountability is moving to its conclusion of the so-called Workstream 2, and there'll be some briefing on that later in the week, and the GAC will consider how to come to an agreement or a view on whether to support the final recommendations of that cross-community working group. A number of policy issues dealing to do with new GTLDs, generic top-level domain names. I have to be very careful that there are a number of new members here and not slip immediately into ICANN speak, although it's inevitable, I'm sorry. One issue in particular, which the GAC has some time devoted to, concerns work on geographic names at the top level, which we'll be discussing later this afternoon. And there are a number of other issues which we've tried to identify outside the GAC meeting but which are being dealt with in other parts of the ICANN meeting this week, and they're identified in the brief. The final part of the GAC's work concerns cross-community sessions which are held now at each ICANN meeting. There are a number of cross-community sessions open to everyone at this ICANN meeting. The most relevant to the GAC is on Monday. It deals with GDPR, WHOIS compliance models, and the GAC and the GAC's Public Safety Working Group have been very active in working with others to organise that cross-community session. The others are a bit more specific. The other sessions, which are mentioned in a brief, they deal with the experiences of new GTLD registry operators, the important issue of name collisions and avoiding that problem in the domain name system, and finally with the issue of open data at ICANN and developing a model for how open data can be implemented throughout ICANN and made available. That's a very quick overview of the week that's in front of you. As I said, there is material that was distributed to you via the GAC list, but all of that information and any updates and additional material as they become available, such as slides and other materials that people use during presentations, will be made available on the GAC website as soon as possible and sometimes in advance. So please use the website as a resource. It's very important. We're always getting complaints about too many emails relating to ICANN and the GAC, so we will try to direct you to the website to use and download material there as much as possible rather than emailing you masses of material, unless you really want. Thank you, Manal.
Thank you, Tom, for walking us through the highlights of the agenda. We look forward to having fruitful discussions. And Rob, can you please talk to us about the GAC elections?
Thank you very much, Manal. It seems as if those of you who are GAC veterans, that you just went through an election process, as we did over the last several months leading up to the Abu Dhabi meeting at ICANN 60. Well, the purpose of my few minutes of remarks this afternoon is to alert you that a new election cycle traditionally will be starting at the end of the next ICANN meeting, at the end of ICANN 62. The nomination process will begin again for the GAC chair and GAC vice chair positions. There may be additional announcements that come out this week that move forward some other election activities, Manal, but I'm not going to presuppose any of those at the moment. But the other piece of leadership or election-related news is that the terms of the GAC leadership actually begin at the end of this meeting. So the next full year term at the end of this meeting officially installs the vice chairs that you see before you here on the table. And they will continue in the present role until the end of the ICANN 64 meeting. The ICANN year taking up three ICANN meetings at present. So this current leadership team will be in office, if you will, through ICANN 64. It's a constant process for people to discuss and think about leadership and the rest, and welcome all of your thoughts and ideas with respect to nominations as we begin the process again after ICANN 62. So please start thinking about that. Manal, if I can take advantage of the microphone for a moment, particularly as you noted that we've got a number of new GAC attendees, and please accept my personal welcome, I'd like to introduce you to, or at least allow you to see, some other members of the GAC support team who are here and available to help you at any point in time today or for the rest of the week. At the back table in front of all of our wonderful technology folks, you'll see Julia Charvelin and Gulten Tepe, who I've asked to stand. If you need anything during the course of the week, in addition to coming to me or Tom, please approach them at the back of the room. Up here at the front of the room in the first row, Fabienne Betremieux is another member of our team, so please reach out to Fabienne. And I don't know, I've never done this before, so I hope my colleagues from the government engagement and global stakeholder engagement teams won't be offended by this. But you have many members of the ICANN staff who are here who are responsible for interfacing with you in your local regions. And I'd just like if members of the ICANN teams of the government engagement and global stakeholder engagement could stand up and identify themselves for you just so that you see some familiar faces. Laurent, Tarek, I see Jirong at the back of the room. I think Rodrigo was in the room as well. Save, Alexandra, and other members of the team toward the back there. Please take advantage of reaching out to them as well throughout the course of the week if you have questions, anything that we can do to help smooth your transition either as a new member or to help you in terms of anything else as an existing GAC veteran. Thank you, Manal.
Thank you, Rob. So I think, Milagros, you also asked to make an announcement, so I hope this is a good point in time to hand you the floor.
Thank you, Manal. I wanted to tell you all that unfortunately I have to step down. I'm being transferred overseas, so I didn't know this was going to happen so soon. So this place will be vacant. It's something that you all have to decide if you want to have a little election to fill out this chair or not. The person that will be replacing me already works with me. She's a first secretary. Her name is Rocío Echeverría. Thank you very much for all your support during these past years. It's been a very interesting experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Milagros. We're going to miss you at the personal level and the professional level as a GAC colleague, as a GAC colleague on the leadership team as well. So a round of applause, please, for Milagros. So, as Milagros mentioned, this is her last GAC meeting. We're going to have elections at the end of, at the Barcelona meeting at the end of the year. So, frankly speaking, I'm just posing the question whether we need to have election twice to replace Milagros, or we can wait till the end of the year when we have our normal elections in Barcelona. We have looked into the GAC operating principles. So, Rob, would you like to tell us what the operating principles say? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For those of you who are familiarizing yourselves or who are familiar with the operating principles of the GAC, at some point in the future, you can consult Principle 31, which covers this eventuality, which provides that if a vice chair can no longer perform the functions before the end of the term, new elections should be organized, if necessary, for the remaining term in office during the next GAC meeting. So that would presume an election taking place at ICANN 62, if you choose to take that route, to replace Milagros' seat on the vice chair role. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So before closing the plenary, any questions, comments, reactions? So if not, we will be proceeding directly with the following session, which is on .amazon. But before this, I have to go by the script, close this session and open the new session. I don't want to sound like a robot, but we need to do this for the recording. So the agenda item 1, GAC plenary session on Saturday, 10th March, is now adjourned. We will proceed with the next agenda item once the technical team gives me the signal to go ahead. So you can stretch meanwhile as we wait for the technical team to give us a signal. Okay, we're on. So thank you for your attention. We are about to start.